Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Shur. Meseches Chagiga has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Dovi Merenstein as a zchus for their children.
Chagiga daf chaf beis. We're in the middle of the sugya that discusses the din that was mentioned in the Mishnah that l'kodesh, you're not allowed to be matbil kli b'seich kli. L'truma, a kli b'seich kli is okay, but l'kodesh not. There are two shittas how to understand why they told us not to be toiva kli b'seich kli l'kodesh. Rav Ila's understanding was that it's a chatzitza issue, because the kovid, the weight of the inner kli, might weigh down on the outer kli and thus create a chatzitza, so the tefillah won't be good. According to Rava, the reason why you're not allowed to be toivel kli b'seich kli is because of a gzeira. Perhaps you'll be toivel kalim inside a kli that does not have bepiv kishveferes hanoit. Let's say you have small kalim like machden v'tzinoiris that could fit into such a kli. If the opening is not kishveferes hanoit, then the tefillah is no good because the water that's inside the outer kli is considered separate from the mea mikveh. The Gemara asks, "My ika bein Rava l'Rav Ila. What would be a nafgamina lahalacha between Rava's pshat and Rav Ila?" The Gemara answers that ika beinayu salve gargusni shemilan kalim vidbilan. If you take a basket, or a gargusni is a larger basket that's usually used to strain wine, if you put kalim into such a kli, then according to Rav Ila, there's still a problem because there still could be a chitzitza. Mashenkin, according to Rava, there's no gzeira of Shema Yatbil Machtav Tzinuris Bekli She'em Bepiv Kishveferes Hanoid. Why is there no gzeira, according to Rava, by a Salva Gargusni, that you may be Toivel Kalim in a Kli She'em Bepiv Kishveferes Hanoid? So the Lashon of the Gemara is, L'man Diyamar Mishum Gzeira Shema Yatbil Machtav Tzinuris Bekli She'em Bepiv Kishveferes Hanoid Salva Gargusni She'em Bepiv Kishveferes Hanoid Leka. There is no such thing as a Salva Gargusni that doesn't have in its opening Kishveferes Hanoid. So the Pashat Pshat in the Gemara, and this is the way that Rabbeinu Chanana learns, as well as the Meiri back in the Mishnah, that since it's simply not benimtza, you generally speaking will never find a salve gargusni that has a smaller opening than a shveferes hanoid, there's no makam to make a gzeira. However, in the Rash, in Mikvois, Perikvob Mishnehei, he explains differently. He says that since a salve gargusni have holes throughout the kli, that's how they're constructed, no matter what, the water that's inside them is considered like it's connected to the mea mikveh. Meaning, even if you could have an opening on top that's smaller than shveferes hanoid, it makes no difference, because water is constantly going back and forth between the mikveh and the inside of the kli. Because, he says, such kalim don't hold water. Since they're not capable of holding water, we cannot look at the water that's inside them as if it's in a separate place, because the kli is not something that could be defined as its own separate place, le'inyan water. Why then is it mevor in the Gemara that if you create a mechitza inside a mikveh and split it in half using these materials, then it's considered a mechitza and you cannot be toivel in either side of the mikveh if the splitting of it makes it that neither side has arboim sa? The reason is because a mechitza needs a lot less than a kli. In order to not be able to be toivel inside a kli, you need, like we said, the water to be considered like it's in a new place. The kli is only considered a new place if it's a kli that can hold water. Masha'en came to split a mikvah, all you need is a mechitza, because a mechitza says that it's considered like two separate mikvahs. And by mechitza, it doesn't bother us that water can travel through the mechitza, because the point of the mechitza is for us to be able to see a partition. And a partition is considered a partition even if there are spaces. Masha'en came when you do not partition off the mikvah itself, rather, you insert a kli into the mikvah, and you put a kli into that kli. If that kli is not considered its own separate place, because the water cannot stay in the kli, then it does not present a problem. So we basically have two explanations as to why, by a salva gargusni, Rava's gzeira does not exist. According to the Rabbeinu Chananel and Meiri, the reason is because it's so not shchiach, it's so uncommon for a salva gargusni to have such a small opening, less than a shveferes hanoid, that there's no makam to make a gzeira. Because the whole reason why we make the gzeira is because we're afraid you're going to be toivel in a kli she'en b'pik shveferes hanoid. Masha'enkin, the Rash understands that the reason why salva gargusni were not goyzer is not because the opening is large enough. Even if the opening was less than shveres hanoid, it still would not be a problem, and that's because of the holes that it has in its walls. Now, Rashi is actually ambiguous. Rashi's lashon is, "Rav l'tamei d'oki taim agzeira mishum kli she'em v'pirk she'feres anoid u'besal u'v'gargusni leka l'mecha shlohachi." By sal v'gargusni, you don't have to be choshish for this. The Siach Yitzchak understands that he means like the Rash. The simple reading of the words of Rashi would sound like leka l'mecha shlohachi. You don't have to be worried about the opening being less than she'feres anoid, since it's very natchiach, and that's like the Rash. Now Tosfos over here asks Akasha in Dibur Maskel Ma'ika ben Rava or Rav Ila. Tosfos says there's another nafkamina that the Gemara doesn't mention between Rava and Rav Ila, and that is the din of the outer kli. According to Rav Ila, that the whole issue is an issue of chatzitza. Suppose the outer kli is tame, so just like there's a chatzitza legabi the inner kli, there's also a chatzitza legabi the outer kli, then both kelim would not become tahor. Masha'enkein, according to Rava, the Gemara says beferish that the problem of kli b'sech kli only exists if the outer kli is tahar. Because if the outer kli is tameh, then migu, that it helps legabe the outer kli, it also helps legabe the inner kli. So therefore, there's a clear nafkamina between the two hezberim, and that is the case that the outer kli is tameh. According to Rava, the tefillah works for both of them, and according to Rav Ila, the tefillah is no good legabe both of them. So Tosfos answers b'shem the Rabbeinu Elchanan that ein chenami. That is true that in a case where the outer kli is tameh, the tefillah does not help the revila. But the Mishnah itself, he says, is only talking about a case where the outer kli is tahar. He says the lashon of the Mishnah is matbilin kli b'soich kli, which sounds like the only kli that zokuk that needs tefillah is the inner kli. Matbilin kli, you could be talking about a kli that is inside another kli, because otherwise it should have said a lashon of matbilin kelim ze b'soich ze. Since the outer kli is tahar, there's no makom to start talking about the chatzitza as it affects the outer kli. Why the Mishnah chose not to talk about a case where both kelim are tamei, Tosfos doesn't say. It could be that that's a more common case. And a person is looking to be toivel small kelim, he puts them all into a large kli, which is tahar, in order to get them into the mikvah more easily. But if a person has a larger kli that's tamei, he's not going to look to put in it other kelim before he's toivel it. A koponim, that is Tosfos' teretz. Tosfos then adds that from Rashi in the Mishnah, in Dibur Maskel, Chem B'Kurish Mitruma, it's Mavur, that Rashi explains the Mishnah to be talking about where both Kalim are Tameh, the inner and the outer Kli. And Tosfos is very bothered. Tosfos V'lei Nira, Da'afilu B'Kli She'em B'Pipkish Feres Hanoid, Im Ho'yushtem Tmei Mahani. Meaning that, like we just said, according to Rava, Kozman, the outer Kli is Tameh, you don't even need the shear of an opening Kishveres Hanoid because we say the Migu. Al-Karchach, Tosfos assumes that what Rashi says in the Mishnah, that both of them are Tamei, is going according to Rav Ila's Hesber. Because according to Rava, it's okay to be Teva Kli B'Sech Kli. In which case, says Tosfos, we can add a Nafkamina that the Gemara doesn't say between Rava and Rav Ila. And that is the case where the outer Kli is Tamei. According to Rava, the Tvila helps, and according to Rav Ila, it does not. And Tosfos ends off by saying that Ein Chenami, the Gemara could have said that Nafkamina, Ligabe, the outer Kli, but Koyach De Teira Adifle, the Gemara wanted to say a nafkamina, which would be negea, the inner kli as well. The Rashash says, I don't understand what Tosfos' teretz is, because the nafkamina that we just said is a nafkamina legabi the inner kli as well. Because if the outer kli is tameh, lafi rava, both of them are going to be tahar, because since the tefillah works for the outer kli, it works for the inner kli. And according to Rav Ila, both kelim are going to remain tameh. So he says it's unclear what exactly Tosfos means. Now the Marsha explains Shitas Rashi differently than Tosfos' understanding. In a Memela, he explains that Rashi is not bothered by Tosfos' question. The Hainu, that we saw that Rashi in the Mishnah explains that both Kalim are Temeim. So we cannot explain the Mishnah like Tosfos wanted to, that the Mishnah is only talking about a case where the inner Kli is Tamei. And that's why we can't say the nafkamina between Rava and Rav Ila, that it all has to do with the outer kli. Because, says Tosfos, we're not talking about such a case. We're talking about a case where the outer kli is tahar. According to Rashi, we cannot say that. The outer kli, according to Rashi, is tummy as well. So Tosfos had asked, well, if the outer kli is tummy, then according to Rava, both kelim are going to be tahar. And according to Rav Ila, both kelim are going to be tummy. So that's a perfect nafkamina. Why didn't the Gemara say that nafkamina lefi Rashi? Says the Marsha that Rashi learns the Gemara that says that when the outer kli is tame, that the tevila helps even if there's less than a shuferes anoid space in the opening. That was not going on the Mishnah. It's not as if that if a person would put a kli b'soich kli and the outer kli is tame, then le'inyan kodesh it would all of a sudden work. The Mishnah, says the Marsha lefi Rashi, is true that le'inyan kodesh it does not help to be toivel kli b'soich kli le'kodesh even if the outer kli is tame. As Rashi says, Pshneim Tmeim. And he says there's a very good reason for that. Because just like if a person takes a kli b'soich kli that has an opening of sheferes hanoid in the outer kli, may ikar adin, the tefillah is good. And it's just that lufi rava we make a gzeira that maybe somebody will see this happen and then go and be toivel in a kli that doesn't have an opening b'sheferes hanoid. Who are we talking about? In Amaretz. In Amaretz sees the person be toivel in a kli that has an opening, but he doesn't differentiate between openings that are as big as Shveres Hanoid or openings that are small as Shveres Hanoid, and therefore we have to make Gzeira, because he's not going to be Mavchen, he's not going to be distinguished between the two. Says the Marsha, then who adin if the outer kli is tummy? It may be true that Me'ikar adin, it helps because the outer kli being tummy makes it that the tefillah works for the outer kli, and Miga that it helps for the outer kli, it helps for the inner kli. But Namaret, who's watching this happen, is not going to be aware that the outer kli is tummy, and he's going to say you're always allowed to be toivel kli b'soich kli. So the same gzeira that exists in the Mishnah would exist when the outer kli is tummy. So what does the Gemara mean, says the Marsha, when it says v'hani milu b'kli tahar, that the whole din that we're discussing is only true when the kli is tar, but if it's a kli tummy, then we say migu. That's going on the din that when it's less than a shefer sanoid, we said that me'ikra din it doesn't work. Without a gzeira, it's not a good tefillah because the water that's inside is not connected to the mea mikvah, and not only le'inyin kodesh, even le'gabe truma it's not going to help. And that, says the Gemara, that if the outer kli is tameh, then it's okay, even if the opening is less than a shver sanoid. Because migo that the tevila helps for the outer kli, it helps the gabi, the inner kli as well. And the logic behind what the Marsha is saying is very simple. When you have a kli, the outer kli has an opening that's smaller than a shver sanoid, let's discuss for a moment, not the status of the inner kli. Let's imagine you don't even have a kli inside. We can ask, how is it that the tevila of this kli itself is kosher? After all, the water that goes inside the kli, which is part of your maisa tevila, is considered disconnected from the waters of the mikvah, because the opening is smaller than a shvifer sanoit. The teretz is that you have to say that in such a kli, since that is its construct, the way that it's made is with an opening that's less than a shvifer sanoit, there's no other way to be toivelid other than by considering the water that's on the inside that is connected to the water on the outside. So it's mitzvasi bekach. We're forced into seeing the waters as being connected. Because although in order to have Eruv Mikvois, you have to have an opening the size of Shefer Sanoid, it's not as if we're going to allow Kalim that have small openings to have absolutely no option of Tvila. So Al Karchach, the very fact that you could be Tovel this Kli, says that in this particular instance, the waters that are inside are considered that they're connected. Umimela, even Legabe, the Kli that's inside this Kli, we're going to allow the waters to be considered connected because Migu, that it helps Legabe the outer Kli, it helps Legabe the inner Kli to see those waters as if they're connected to the Mea Mikvah. So that's all the Gemara means when it says Hani Milu B'Kli Tar. It's talking about the Etzem Din. But after the Gzeira, that Legabe Kodesh, you can't be Toivel a Kli B'Soich Kli, says the Marsha Lefi Rashi, it makes absolutely no difference if the outer Kli is Tame or the outer Kli is Tahar. You cannot be Toivel a Kli B'Soich Kli L'Kodesh. And the Marsha points out that the Raya that the Gemara brings to this distinction, which is a Mishnah Mikvois, Perikvav Mishnah Beis, Kalim, Shemilon, Kalim, Ve'etbilon, Harelu, Tahirin, which the Gemara then goes and proves from the end of the Mishnah that we're talking in the Reisha about the outer Kli being Tameh. This statement, Harelu, Tahirin, is only true Legabe Truma, but not Legabe Kodesh. And that's actually Rashi's Lashon, Harelu, Tahirin, Letruma. Memela, our Mishnah, which is talking Legabe Kodesh, is true even if the outer Kli is Tameh. Tosis is obviously learning not this way. Tosis is understanding that just like Le'inyan, the actual din of Shveferes Hanoid, the fact that the outer Kli is Tameh overcomes the problem because we say Migu, so too Legabe the Gzeira of Kli B'Soich Kli, when the outer Kli is Tameh, it works, and therefore even Le'Kodesh, it would be a good Tevila. The Rambam in Hilchos Sha'arei V'Sotumah, Perek Yud Beis Halacha Aleph, seems to go with the sheet of Tosfos, because the Rambam there says, Yesh la'adam lahatbel kelim b'soich kelim l'truma avalei l'kodesh. So he's going on the din of the Mishnah, and he says, because of Gzeira Shemayiya Pia Kli, Tsar, v'lo'yiya b'y k'shveres anoid. And then he continues and says, B'med v'ar mamurim k'shoya kli agadol, sheyesh b'soich ha'akelim with the outer Kli, was Tahar. Aval imhoya Tameh, if the outer Kli was Tameh, mitoch sh'osa le'tvila, osa tvila kelim shebesoichai, afil ishtamish behen kodesh. So you see that he holds that the din of the Gemara that says that when the outer kli is tamei, the tevila is good, is even l'kodesh and means to overcome the gzeira of the Mishnah. It's not said specifically l'gabei truma like Rashi learns, and it's there to overcome the lack of a whole k'shver sanoid. Even if the whole is k'shver sanoid, in which case me'ikra din, it's a good tevila, and it's just that we have gzeira l'gabei kodesh, even there it helps. It helps even l'gabei kodesh, and that's because the migu even overcomes the gzeira. Another nafkamina between Rava and Rav Ilo that's not mentioned in the Gemara, which is a question asked by the Turi Evan, is what happens if your toivol, things like machtin, very light objects, inside a kli that has an opening, shefer sanoid. According to Rava, we make a gzera because we're worried that maybe you'll end up being toivol in a kli that doesn't have an opening, kishvefer sanoid. But according to Rav Ilo, we should not make a gzera because, after all, the whole problem, according to Rav Ilo, is because of the weight of the kli. And just like the Gemara says, the Gabi Salvagar Gusni, that Rava is not gozer, since these things always have an opening, kishvefer sanoid, according to those shitas, like the Rabbein Chanano, that learn that that's the reason why we're not gozer by Salvagar Gusni, because it's never something that we have to be worried about. It doesn't ever have an opening Kishver Sanoid. So too, if you have the type of Kli that never has enough weight to present a problem of Chatzitza, like a Machat, so we shouldn't be Geyser according to Rav Ila. And because of this, the Turi Evan builds a whole theory in our Sugya that Rav Ila actually agrees to Rava. He holds both things are true. There's a Gzeira that you'll come to be Toivel in a Kli that has an opening smaller than a Shefer Sanoid, and he also has a problem Bishum Chatzitza. And the Nafkamina is Legabe Salvagar Gusni, because once you have his added Gzeira, then the Tevila is not going to help. However, the Sfasemis argues on this, and he says that even if you have light Kalim, Chazal made Aloy Plug, and the notion that Rav Ila agrees to Rava seems to be geneged the Gemara, because the Gemara says that according to Rav Ila, the Mishnah only has 10 milas, as opposed to Lafi Rava, that the Mishnah has 11 milas. And if Rav Ila agrees to Rava, then Rav Ila should agree that there are 11 milas. The Mefarshim ask Astira in the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchazav Zatuma, Perik Yud Beis Halacha Aleph, Paskins like Rava, like we mentioned earlier. He says, Beferish, the reason why you're not allowed to be Toivol, Klibes, because of the Gzeira, Shema, However, the Rambam fails to mention that if this kli was a sal or a gargusni, then it would be okay. And that's mavur in the Gemara, that lefi Rava, sal v'gargusni, you're allowed to be toivel. That's an afkamina between Rava and Rav Ila. Furthermore, in Per Gimel Hilchus Mikvois, Halacha Chavav, the Rambam paskins the din that we see in our Gemara, that a kli tamei, shenasan l'soichai kelim acherim, if the outer kli was a kli tamei, then the tevila works. Because mitoich sha'olsa tvila l'kli agadol, also tvila l'kelim shebesoichai. However, says the Rambam, if the outer kli is tahar v'nosn l'soichai kelim, the tvila does not help. Unless he says that the opening was kishefer sanoid. He says, but that's only l'gabe truma. L'gabe kodesh, ein matbilin kelim l'soich kelim tahorim klal. And the Rambam adds, v'afilu hoyu b'sal oy b'kupa k'moy shebi'arno l'malo b'mkoymoy. Now this is very strange because a sal is something that has holes. A sal and gargusni, we said, according to Rava, works. This kasha is asked by the Siach Yitzchak. The Sfasemis and the Rishash actually ask the Stira in the Rambam itself. The Siach Yitzchak adds this kasha from the Rambam in Hilchos Mikvois. So the Siach Yitzchak answers the kasha as follows. He says that although the Gemara says that Lefi Rava, by a Salvagar Gusni, we're not Geyser, that's only at this stage in the Gemara. Later on, the Gemara wonders, why is it that Legabe Kodesh we make the Gzeira and Legabe Truma we don't? And the Gemara explains that the Truma is only Negeh Chaverim, Chaverim made the Yadi, they know the Din. Legabe Kodesh, the Gemara says we should say the same thing. And the Gemara answers that an Am Haaretz is going to see how he's being Toivel and he's going to learn from it. And he won't distinguish between different types of Kalim. And the Gemara continues with that Shakvatarya going back and forth between Truma and Kodshim. I'll call upon him, according to the Maskana of the Gemara, the real reason for the Gzeira is because an Am Haaretz is going to see how you're being Toivel and he's going to learn from it. Says the Siach Yitzchak, Lefi Zeh, even if you're being toivel with a Salvagar Gusni, the Am Haaretz is going to learn the wrong thing from it. He adds the fact that the Rambam is of the opinion that there really are Salin and Gargusnim that have an opening that is smaller than Shefer Sanoid, unlike the way the Rach learns. And the only reason why the Tevila is okay is because of the Pshat that we brought down from the Rash, that because it has holes, it's considered Mechuber to the water that's outside. And since the way the Kli is constructed is similar to other Kalim, so there's enough of a Makam for an Am Haaretz to make a mistake when he sees you being Toivel inside this Kli. The Gemara asks a kasha, I hachi truma nami, which means that just like by Kodesh, we don't allow you to be toivel a kli b'soich kli, so also by truma, we shouldn't allow you to be toivel a kli b'soich kli. Although the placement of this question makes it sound like the kasha is only on Rava, Rashi seems to learn that the kasha is even on Rav Ila. Because on the Gemara's Teretz, the Gemara says, Laman ka amrinan chaverim. Who are we addressing when we give this halacha that you're not supposed to be toivel kli b'soich kli? To chaverim, because an amoritz is not going to come and ask us. Hilkach, says Rashi, l'truma lek l'mechash. There's nothing to be choshish for l'gabit truma. The hameda yediyah, because chaverim know sheer irav mikvois, meaning the chaverim know that the opening has to be the size of shefer sanoid. Ule inyan kveda shel kli nami im kavid hu magbiyan oisoy. L'gabit the weight of the kli, if it's heavy, he's going to pick it up. So you see from Rashi that we're discussing even Rav Ila's chashash. However, the Rabbeinu Chananel understands, like the Pashtus of the Sugya, that the Gemara's question is going only on Rava. Now, the Siach Yitzchak explains that the reason why the Gemara has a harder time understanding why are we not Megeizer Legabe Truma, Lefi Rava's Hesber, as opposed to Rav Ila, is very simple. Rav Ila's Hesber is a chashash that something may happen. It doesn't always happen this way, especially since the Gemara before said that very often the water picks things up. So when you're dealing with the chashash, then we find very often, like the whole Mishnah, the chashashes that we have, legabe kodesh, because we take extra care when it comes to kodesh, we don't have legabe truma. However, Rava's hesber is not together a chashash, that we're worried that a specific thing is going to happen and make it that the tefillah is no good. Rather, we're worried that if we allow people to be tovel, a kli b'soich kli, it's going to lead to a kilkel, because people will learn from it the wrong thing. Now, if somebody were to, by truma, be toivo a kli inside another kli that doesn't have an opening kishvefer sanoid, it wouldn't be metairit either. So inasmuch as it's possible for people to learn from what you're doing, something incorrect, legabi hilchas tvila, it makes sense to be geyser just as much by truma as we do by kodesh. The Gemara's maskana is that the reason why we're mechalik between kodesh and truma is because since we say that an Amaretz is going to see what the person does when he's toivel kli b'soich kli, and he's going to learn from that that you're allowed to be toivel b'soich a kli that doesn't have an opening that's kishefer sanoid, and by kodesh, we're not capable of turning down the kodesh that the Amaretz gives us because of Eva. He's going to have animosity towards the Chachamim. By Truma, on the other hand, there's no problem of Eva because the Amaretz is capable of giving it to a Kayin Amaretz, his friend. The Gemara says, who is the Tana that was mechadish to us, that there's a concept called Eva? It's Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is the one who says, "Mithima kol nemanim al taris yayin v'shemen kol yomei sashana kadesh lihei kol echa ve'echer hoiluchu boine bama la'atzmoi." If we bring ourselves to a situation in which you are not mekabel from an amaretz the yayin and shemen of kodesh, then everybody is going to go and make a bama for himself because they're going to feel rejected by the chachamim. Furthermore, the Gemara says, "V'sarif paraduma la'atzmai." Everybody's going to go and besarif his own paraduma, and this is a situation that we cannot have. The Gemara finally says, "Amra papa keman mikablinan ha'idna sahadusa me'am ha'aretz." Who is the shita upon which we base our being mikabel edus from an amaretz keman k'Rabbi Yossi? This is going like Rabbi Yossi. Now, Rashi understands what the Gemara means is that there's a machloikis. When we say keman k'Rabbi Yossi, says Rashi, di'ilul rabbanan lo mikablinan. Because according to the rabbanan, they argue in Rabbi Yossi. How do we know that? Says Rashi, because there's a sugi in Psachim and Perik Elu Oivim, Dafem Tesma Beis, where the rabbanan say that we're not mekabel edus of an amaretz. So that's how he learns what the Gemara is trying to say. The Gemara, when it says keman mikablinan, it means k'Rabbi Yossi because he says the rabbanan argue. However, the riff in the end of Perik Elu Ivan over there actually asks a stira between the Gemara over there and our Gemara. Our Gemara says that we are Mekabel Edus from an Amaretz, and the Gemara over there says that we're not. And the Rif actually is Mechalik between the two Sugis. He says that the Amaretz and the Sugi over there is different than the Amaretz that we're discussing. The Amaretz over there is Chashud, he doesn't have Derech Eretz, Ve'enei B'mitzvis. But the Amaretz in our Sugya is on a higher level, he's a person who has Derech Eretz, Ve'yeshnei B'mitzvis. So you see that the Rif is understanding that there is no machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan. And that's not the Hesber and the Sugya over there. According to Rashi, there's a machlokes. Tosfos over here, in Dibur Masal Kaman, is also mavur that there's machlokes. Because Tosfos says, Harav Rabbeinu Ochanan Omer, the Kaim Alonka Rabbi Yossi, v'chayshinan le'eva. That sounds like there's machlokes, and we have to be machria in psak, who to paskin like. According to the Rif, there's no makam to be machria and paskin, because really, he believes that everybody agrees to Rabbi Yossi and has to explain the Sugya over there. It's talking about a different type of amaretz. And obviously, when it says in our Gemara, "Kiman mekablin under idnas adusa me'amaretz," is based on the memory of Rabbi Yosi, but not to say that there's a machloikis. If you take a look at the Ran over there in Psachim, when explaining Shitas Rashi, who says that there is a machloikis between Rabbi Yosi and the Rabbanan, he actually limits the machloikis between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yosi to be a machloikis about whether we're mekabel the edus lechatchila or only b'diyevet. According to Rabbi Yosi, your mekabel is edus even lechatchila, and according to the Rabbanan, lechatchila you're not allowed to be mekabel as edus, but b'diyevet we do, and we're soymech lechatchila on Rabbi Yosi. Furthermore, he points out that even Rashi agrees that our sugya, as well as the sugya in Psachim, only allow being mekabel edus from an amaretz who's lacking in his Torah, but he has mitzvahs and derech eretz. If he's on a lower level than that, even Rashi agrees that we're not mekabel edus from him. Now, there's a very interesting Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchos Metamim Mishkav U'Moishev. He says that the reason why everybody is nemonin al taras yayin v'shemen, he says, because it's in yonim chamurim u'makpid me'alem. Even amei haaretz are makpid on these things. And that needs beer, because our Gemara says that the reason why we're maimin in amaretz in these things is because shelo yehi kol echa ve'echad hoyluchu boina b'ma la'atzmoy. How could the Rambam say it's because they're so chomer that the amaretz himself is makbid aleihem? Now take a look also at the Pirus of Mishnayis la'Rambam in the beginning of Perek Hey of Meseches Parah, who says that the reason why an amaretz is neman al taras ha'parah is learned out from a pasuk. The pasuk says v'hoisa la'adas b'nei Yisrael mishmeres. This is by the Paradum and Parshas Chukas, and he says kol Yisrael ru'uyin l'shamra va'afilu hevi amaretz kli mibeisai va'amrish zet tar lechatos yin neman. So it's exeris akosav that he's neman, and that's also going kineged our Gemara, which says that the reason why we believe him is in order that kol echa ve'echa shouldn't go and be soirif para la'atzmoy. It's the Chashash Eva. So the Chazanish actually asked this question in Parah, Simen Yud, Sifkat and Hay, and he says that the Rambam is only adding a sniff to the time of the Gemara, but the Ikar Atam is actually, the Gemara says, that we have to make Shalom be Yisrael, and we don't want to increase Eva. The Yalfusa that the Rambam brings, he says, is only an Asmachta. However, if you take a look at the Tosefta over here in Perek Gimel Halacha Ches, which is actually mentioned in passing by Tosfos Dibur Maskil Shaloi, you'll see that there seems to be machlokes about this. The Tosefta says, "Amar Reb Nechemya, mipnei maha kol nemanim ala kodesh veloy ala truma, shaloi yehei kol echa ve'echad oimer, hareini boinim izbeach la'atzmi, hareini soirv par la'atzmi." So Reb Nechemya definitely says, like the time that it says in our Gemara. After that, it says, "Reb Yehuda oimer, harei oimer v'hoisel ladas b'nei Yisrael l'mishmeres l'mei nida, sha'akol nemanim al shmirasa." So you see that Reb Yehuda in the Tosefta is going like the time of the Rambam. Now, it could be that the reason why the Rambam chose to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda and not like Rabbi Nechemya is because he sees from the Sugya and Psachim that we mentioned earlier that the Gemara over there says we're not mekabel edus from Namar Aretz, which means that we don't agree to the Tam of Eva. So it's Rabbi Nechemya and Rabbi Yosi who paskin based on this Tam of Eva, but the Rabbanan argue and Rabbi Yehuda is on the side of the Rabbanan. And indeed, in Hilchos Eidus Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Beis, the Rambam says, "Lefikach ein moisern edus lamaaretz ve'ein mekabel mimenu edus." Elam kein huchzik shuoik oisig b'mitzes ug mils chasadav enoig b'dachi yisharim v'yesh b'derech eretz v'chulei. Meaning that the Rambam holds, like Rashi that we mentioned earlier, who holds that there's a machlokes between the two sugyas, and he paskins like the sugyim psachim. If you paskin like the sugyim psachim, that means you don't hold that of the time of Eva. And if you don't hold the Tam of Eva, that means you have to come up with a new reason why he should be Neman on these things. And that would also answer the Turi Evans Kasha. He asks over here in our Sugya that if the Rabbanan argue on the Tam of Eva, how could they argue on the Mishnah later, on Amud Beis, that says that be Yehuda Nemanim al Taris Yayin Veshem in Kol Hashana? The answer is, like the Rambam says, that there are other reasons why to be Neman on these things. They're very chomer to them. And since the Rambam paskins it not like Rabbi Yosi, so he paskins like the Rabbanan, and he comes with the new reason, bein legabe the din of Yayin v'shemen, and bein legabe the din of Parah Aduma. The Gemara brings down the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel concerning a kli cheres that is placed inside an aruba, a window that's in between the room where the mace is and another room, where Beis Hillel hold that kli cheres matzel ala koil, that the chatzitza created using a kli cheres is matzil everything, the oichlon umashkim that's in the second house, and the kelim that are there. Beis Shammai argue, they say, ino matzil ella al oichlon vel mashkim vel klicheres. Anything that does not have tara b'mikveh, the klicheres is matzil, and oichlon umashkim, you can't be matar in the mikveh, neither can you be matar a klicheres. But anything that has tara b'mikveh, the klicheres is not matzil. The Gemara eventually explains the tam of Beis Shammai. The Gemara says that a kli tamei is not choytzitz. The Gemara says kli shel am ha'aretz tamei etar. The Gemara answers tamei. So if the kli of an amaretz is tamei, it can't be choytzitz. Ve'im ata emerloi tamei. If you tell the amaretz that it's tamei, klum hashgiach alecha, is he going to listen to you? He considers himself tar. You tell him that he's tamei. And therefore, they had no choice but to say that Eichlon Omashkin and Klicheres, which doesn't have a Tara and a Mikvah, could be saved from the Tumah using the Kli of an Amaretz. Because if the Chacham say that the Kli of an Amaretz is Tameh, they're not going to listen to us, since they have no option of even putting it into the Mikvah. But a Kalim that they could put into the Mikvah, they will listen to us. Now, the Mikdash David in Simon Lamed Vav proves from this Sugya a very important Yesoid. He says that in the Geder of the Halacha that the Kli of an Amaretz is Tameh, Bistam, you see from this sugya that is a subjective din. It's not an objective thing. Meaning that as far as we, the Chaverim, are concerned, it's Tameh. But as far as the Ma'aretz himself is concerned, it's Tahar. And if he actually comes in front of us and asks us, is it Tameh or Tahar, we'll tell him it's Tahar. And the reason for this, he says, is because the fact that we're Metameh is Kli is not because we have an actual legitimate suffix, is this Tameh? Rather, we say that his shmira is not a good enough shmira for somebody who holds himself to a higher standard. And for example, he brings a din in our Mishnah. The Mishnah says that kli kodesh are medris l'chatas. Since chatas is held on a higher standard than kli kodesh, so any kli kodesh, even though you were shimerit, but l'gabe chatas, it's considered tummy. Now, as far as kodesh is concerned, it is 100% tahar. You could use it for kachim. Nevertheless, le'inyan chatas, le'inyan paraduma, it's tamei. What is the reason for that? Because the shmira le'kodesh, it doesn't help us for chatas. Chatas, we require a greater level of shmira. So too, le'gabi and ama'aretz, we say that as far as we're concerned, his shmira is not good enough. Because if this is not the way you explain, rather we have an actual legitimate chshash that perhaps it's tamei, then how is it that we can be mitar just because he's not going to listen to us? Le'mais, it's tamei. So what does it help? You tell me that that it's Tameh, he's going to say yours is Tameh. The Teretz says in Mikdash David, it's not Tameh. We don't even have a legitimate suffix. We just say that the shmira that he makes is not a good enough for us. As far as he's concerned, it's fine. And that's why it's possible to say that in the event that we know that he's not going to listen to us, we don't institute that he's Tameh. If it was a real legitimate suffix, we wouldn't be able to do that. If it's a special Milo, then we're able to make that distinction. And he brings various rayas to this yesod. One of the places that the Mikdash David uses in our sugya to prove this point is as follows. The Gemara says later that Amaret Shabola Hazais, he wants to be metayer himself from Tmei Meis, a mazen olov achiyasa b'faneinu shlishi u'shvi. We need him to be mazen in front of us on the third day and on the seventh day. The Turi Evan asks Akasha. He says, why isn't he Neman to say right away today that this is the third day from the day that he became Tummy? Why do we have to see him be Oise b'faneinu shlishi u'shvi? A chover who comes in front of us, we're mazal lo miyad. The Amaretz, we have to see the 3 days pass. If he comes in front of us, we have to tell him, wait another 3 days. Ask the Turi Evan, why isn't he Neman with the migu? If he wanted to, he could say, I was never Nitma b'chlal. So since he could have said, I wasn't Nitma, we should believe him when he says this is the third day from the day that he became Tummy. Answers the Turi Evan that obviously we're talking about in a case where he was nitma in front of Edim. So he can't be makrish the Edim. The Edim know that it became Tameh. The Edim happened not to know exactly which day it was. The Mikdash David in Simon Mem Aleph, Sivkat and Beis, asks on the Turi Evan from the Rash in Perek Zayin of Taris. Over there, the Rash brings the Tesefta that says that Amaret Shabola Hazes ain mazin olav al kelev elal achar gimel yomim. The Rash says that since the Amaretz is not nizhar, he's not careful, Mimela, it's always considered that he became Tameh in the day that he came in front of us. That's why we have to wait another 3 days. Says the Mikdash David, you see from here, that it's not because the Amaretz is nechshad that he's lying, and he's going to say that I was nitma yesterday or 2 days ago, even though he was only nitma today. Rather, we know that he thinks that he was nitma 3 days ago. But the reason why we have to treat him like he was Nitma today is because he's not Nizhar enough in becoming Tummy again. And he's not aware that today he's actually Tummy. Mela, says Mikdash David, we understand why he wouldn't be Neman with Amigu. Amigu helps when we're choshed a person's lying. Then we say that since he has the option of telling us that he was never a Nitma, so he's Neman to say that it was 3 days ago. But if our chash is not that we think he's lying, rather that we just believe that he's mistaken, he doesn't understand that he's become tamik today, then amigu is not going to help you. That's how the Mikdash David responds to the Turi Evans question. And this is one of the places that the Mikdash David builds his yesoid that the actual tuma of an Amoritz is based on his lack of shmira. Because after all, we have no information, we have no idea that he became tamei. We just say that he's not nizer enough. His shmira is not considered enough of a shmira for our standards. Based on this, the Mikdash David says a beautiful hesber in another point that we find in our sugya. We learn in our sugya that in Amoritz, although he's not neman to say that peiros that were already hukshiru did not become tamei, nevertheless he's neman to say on peiros that they were not hukshiru. Now if we have a problem with his nemanis, then why is he more neman to say on peiros that they were loy hukshiru than edus on something that didn't become tamei? The answer is, says the Mikdash David, that there's no concept of shmira on peiros to make sure that they didn't become hukshiru. When peiros were already hukshiru, we don't trust his shmira that it didn't become tamei, because a chaver makes sure once something is hukshir that it shouldn't become tamei. There's a shmira involved. We don't trust his shmira, he's an amaretz. But nobody has shmira to make sure that something doesn't become hukshir. So then it's just an amonis question, and an amonis he has. So basically, we mentioned three rayas to the yesoid of the Mikdash David, that the din of an amaretz's tumah is a lack of shmira, a trusting his shmira, but not because we actually believe b'yedia that he's tamei. The first was the fact that we see in our Gemara that just because he's not going to listen to us, we therefore say that the kelim are tahar. If we had some sort of yediyah that it's tameh, then we wouldn't be able to do that. But if it's a question of how much shmira we require, so we say that because he's not going to listen to us, so we forego the need for that level of shmira. That was raya number one. Raya number two was the Turi Evans kasha, that why isn't the Amoritz neman with the migu, that he could have said, I was never nitma, and therefore he should be neman to say this is the third day of his tumah. The answer is that this isn't an issue of nemanis as to whether he is or is not tameh, it's actually an issue of shmira. We don't trust his shmira. So even if it is the third day of his tumah, we believe that it's possible that he could have become nitma anyway. And the third raya was the fact that there's a chiluk between the amaretz and the monis, legabe perish loy hukshiru, and perish that already were hukshiru, that they weren't nitmu. The chiluk is that legabe perish that were hukshiru, you need a certain level of shmira to make sure they don't become tummy. Perish loy hukshiru, we never find the concept of shmira to ensure that they don't become hukshiru. So there is neman, because the whole chsarin of his nemanis was that we don't trust his shmira. Wherever it's not negeya, an inyan of shmira, then we have no problem trusting him. The amaretz will be neman. One of the things that we learned about in our Mishnah, and the Gemara discusses over here, is the din of a chorayim of a kli. Kli shenitma achura b'mashkin, a kli that it's outside, was nitma with mashkin, so the outside is tamei, and toichai oignai oznei v'yadav tahoyrin. Now there is a machlokes rishonim as to whether this special din, tumah, which the Rabbanim were mechadish, was said only legabe kli shetef, or even legabe kli cheres. A kli shetef is a kli that's capable of being mekabel tumah migabai, from the outside. A kli cheres is unique in that the only way for a kli cheres to be mekabel tumah is mitoichai, from inside. The sheretz that touches the outside of a kli cheres is not metame the kli cheres, midaraisa. Every other kli, if a sheretz touches it on the outside, then it becomes tamei midaraisa. Now here we're talking about a tumah midrabanan, that mashkin have the ability to be tamei only the outside of the kli. Of course, we're talking about a kli that's usable through the outside. It has an indentation, let's say, on the outside, like you have in some koises, that the top is the main kli, but on the bottom you could also use it as a kois, if you to turn it upside down, let's say. So this is definitely a tumah mechudeshes because the rest of the kli doesn't become tummy. Only the achuraim of the kli becomes tummy. But the Rishonim are discussing whether perhaps the Rabbanan were only misaking this by things that anyway could be mekabel tumah from the outside. But a kli cheres, which can never be mekabel tumah from the outside, the Rabbanan were never misaking this. The Rambam Shita in Hilchos Avos HaTumah Perek Zayin Halacha Gimel is that the Chacham were geizer even by a kli cheres that the mashkin metamed on the outside. Asks the Ravid in the Hasogis, how could it be that if Tumah Midaraisa touches the Kli Cheres on the outside, it's not Metameh at all? But if Mashkin are Metameh the Kli Cheres from the outside, which is only a Tumah Midrabanan, then it could be Metameh. After all, what's the whole basis for the din of Tumas Achuraim? Only the fact that a Zav and Zava, who are have mashke that come out of them, that are an Ava Tumah, they're capable of being with Tama Akli, so it's a Gzeira Otu, the mashkin of a Zav and a Zava. Now, by a Kli Cheres, if the Zav and Zava would have mashkin of theirs that touches the outside of Kli Cheres, it wouldn't be Metama Medaraisa. That is the Ravitz Kasha on the Rambam. Rashi and Tosfos also seem to disagree with the Rambam. Rashi over here, in Dibra Maschil Kli, Shenitmo Achurav, says Kli Eitz Oishal Matechas Ka'amr, Shemetamim Migaban. So that's clearly like the Shitza Raivad. Rashi in Bechoris, Taflam and Chesamit Aleph, Dibra Maschil Hilkach, and Tosfos over there, in Dibra Maschil Harei, also go like the Shitza Raivad. So how could we be Masber the Rambam? So the Kesef Mishnah over there explains in the Rambam that the Rambam's understanding is that the din tuma that they gave to Mashkin, they treated with tremendous chumrah. It's not necessarily atu, the Mashkin of a Zav. That may have been the starting point, the reason why they were Masakin tuma on Mashkin. But the reason why they were very machmir by Mashkin is because Mashkin are very susceptible to tuma. They don't need hechsher. They're very olu l'kabal tuma. It's very easy for them to be makabal tuma. And therefore, Chazal were more machmir with them in certain things. And that's why they said that they're even Metame a Kli Cheres Migaboy. So that means that it's not a chumra that we gave to Kli Cheres, it's rather a chumra that we gave to Mashkin. Mashkin also become a Rishon L'Tuma, even though they were touched by something lower. However, Reb Leib Malin, in the second Chelik, in Simen Samach Hei, Ois Gimel, explains that the Rambam holds that the Tuma of Achurei HaKli is a special Mechudish type of Tuma. And he proves this from the fact that the Rambam over there paskins that a Kli that has Tumas Achurayim, that the Achurav of the Kli is Tame, it can only be Metame Mashkin that touch it on the back of the Kli. But Oichlin that touch it don't become Tame. The Gemara in Nida explains that this is a special Kula that Chazal were Mesakin, since we see that the Toich does not become Tame. It's only the outside of the Kli that's come Tame. So too, they decided that it should not be Metame Oichlin. Cesar Blabe, what you see from here is that it's a totally new type of tumah. There is no parallel to this tumah amongst tumas deraisas, that the back of a kli should be tumah and the inside of the kli is not going to be tumah. And therefore, he says it doesn't have to follow the regular rules of tumah. And if it doesn't have to follow the regular rules, so we don't care that, generally speaking, a kli cheres needs to become tumah from the inside, because here, we're not being the tumah of the whole kli. We're only being the tumah of the achuraim of the kli. So they're misaking it by a kli cheres as well. The Ravid, he says, holds that this tumah is like every other tumah. It has gidrei kabbalas tumah. It's just that there's this special kula that the inside of the kli doesn't become tumah. And since it's a regular tumah, so you have to go with the rules of regular tumah. And one of the rules of regular tumah is that a kli cheres is only mitame. So it comes out that the Rambam and the Ravid, according to his Hezbar, are arguing whether Tumas Achuraim is a Tumah Mechudeshes or it's a Tumah, regular Tumah Midrabanan with special Kulas. This is the way Rav Shach and the Avi Ezri explains the Shittas Rambam as well. Now, concerning the chilik between the outside of the kli and the inside of the kli, we find over here that when the kli becomes tummy on the outside, so the Toichai, Oignai, Ozne, V'yadav are all Tahirin. Rashi's shita seems to be, and this could be found in Rashi before in the Mishnah, on the Chafam Beis, that what splits up the achuraim of the kli and the toichai of the kli is dafka if they have separate tashmishin. The lashon of Rashi over there is kli aroi liyishtamish b'soichai u'me'achurav u'beis tzvitasai kol tashmish v'tashmish sheboi choshev kli b'fnei atzvai le'inyin truma shem nitmezeh loy nitmezeh. Says the Rashash that you see from Rashi that if they would all have the same tashmish, then when the back of the kli becomes tameh, the toich of the kli would become tameh as well. The Tosfos Rid actually brings down Rashi and he argues on it. He says even if they don't have separate tashmishin, the din is still that the toich of the kli would not become tameh. And he actually brings a raya to this from the Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph says that Beis Shammai's shita is that you're supposed to wash your hands before being moizig the kois. What's the reason for that? Because the Gemara explains that if you're going to be moizig the kois before netilas yadayim, yadayim before netilah are shniyos, and suppose there are mashkin on the achuri hakois and the outside of the kois, some drops of mashkin spilled, so his hands are going to be metame those mashkin, and those mashkin will be metame the achuri hakois. Now, in the sugya, it's very clear that the inside of the kois will not become tame. Says the Tosfos Rid, over there you see that even though in the case that's given in the Gemara, there is no tashmish that the outside of the kois has, because we're talking about the place where you're holding the kois. It's not a special indentation that you could use as its own kois. It has absolutely no tashmish of its own. Nevertheless, the mashkin are going to be metame the outside of the kais and not the toich of the kais. So he says, you see that you don't need that there are separate tashmishin, the achurayim and the toich, in order to say that the toich does not become tame. However, the Meiri understands that the case over there could also be talking about where there is a separate tashmish for the achurayim. One of the interesting things that is learnt from our daf is what happened with Rabbi Yeshua when he didn't understand the rationale between Shitas Beis Shammai, and he said, Boishni midivreichem Beis Shammai. How could we have a situation in which an Isha is Losha Bareva, the Isha of Areva Tmeim, and the Batzek is Tohar? And eventually found out the rationale behind Shitas Beis Shammai, and he went to ask Mechila on the Kivrei Beis Shammai, and it says in the Gemara that it was Hushkaru Shina Mipnei Taini Yosef, that as a Kapara, he did a lot of Taneisim. Now, as far as this Bakashas Mechila, the Ramah in Chashem Mishpat, Simen Tov Chof, Sif Lamed Ches, paskins that if a person speaks bad on Shoichnei Ofer, and somebody who's already dead, Tzorech Lekabel Alav Taini Yos, Uchuva Va'oinish Mamen Kefiru Us Bezden, Ve'im Kevurim B'samach Lo Yelich Al Kevreyem, Ve'ivakish Mem Mechila. So he has to go to the kever. If the kever is far away, the Ramah says, then yishlach sham shluchai. He should send a shliach to ask mechila. The Magen Avraham in Siman Tov Reish Vav Siv Katan Zayin writes b'shem Knesset Gedolah that you don't have to go to the kever to be mevakesh mechila unless you are mecharif him bechayev. If he insulted him while he was alive, then he has to go and ask mechila by his kever. But if he insulted him la'achar misa, he doesn't have to go to his kever. It's enough for him to be mevakesh mechila in the place where he was mevayesh him. The Magen Avraham would seem to be not like the psak of the Ramah in Chosh Mishpat. The Kaf HaChaim, actually over there in Sivkot and Lamed Hey, brings that this machlokes achronim about this issue. He says the best thing is to be machmir, that even if he was mecharef him la'achar misa, he should be mevakesh mechila al kivrei. Now the Chidon, the Pesach Einayim, this is brought down in Shalos Tshuvas Siach Yitzchok in Siman Reish Tzadik Vav. He asks on the Magen Avraham from our sugya. You see that Rabbi Yeshua spoke badly about Beis Shammai after they were already deceased, and yet he went to ask mechila by their kever. The Chidah says that you could say, according to the Magen Avraham, that he actually spoke badly about Beis Shammai. He said his words while they were still alive. In the Sefer Gedolah Tshuva, in Chilik Aleph, Simon Yud Aleph, he's mechiach that this story must have happened after they were already deceased, because why did he not go over to Beis Shammai and say, explain to me your reason? Why did he say, Boishim midivreichem? So according to him, it is mashma from our Gemara, not like the Magen Avraham. Rather, when a person is mevayish or mecharif, somebody big, while that person is already in the next world, you still have to be mevakesh mechila by his kever. However, the Siach Yitzchak says that it's possible that this was much worse because he was pegeya in the kvod rabim. The Talmidei Beis Shammai were a rabim. And it's also possible Yeshua did it as a mitzvah chassidus. Now, about the inyan of the Tanesim. In the Shalos Tshuvos Halachas Ketanis, Chiluk Beis, Simeration, and Beis, there's a shaila whether it's proper to be Mis'ana. There was obviously a practice, certain people were Mis'ana several consecutive days. Is that okay to do? So he answers that many people did it and they were successful, but there is a sakana involved. As we see in the Gemara, they didn't want to be Misakin that there should be 2 days of Yom Kippur because of Sakana. You see that consecutive days of Tanesim could really damage a person. The fact that our sugya says that Yeshua was Mashcher Shinov, that his teeth became blackened because of Tanesim, it does not necessarily mean, he says, that he did consecutive days of Tanesim. Meaning that it could be that at night he used to eat. He could have had consecutive days, but he would not fast straight without eating at night in between. In Shalos Tshuvos Chasam Sofer, in Or Chaim, Simen Kuf Ayin Gimel, he brings down that which it says in the Sefer Mekubalim, that if somebody has to be Mis'ana for certain Averis, many Tanesim, if he wants to quicken up the process and make it easier, then he should be Mis'ana consecutive. Like 2 days and two nights straight would be considered like 26 days. In Shulchan Aruch, Or Chaim, Simen Tov Kuf Samach Chesiv Dalet, he actually says that it would be considered like 40 days. But the Chasam Sofer says that there's no smach to this from the Rishonim, and therefore you shouldn't be smach on it to be mekel on yourself if you actually need that amount of tanesim in order to be mechaper. Hakoponim, you see from our Gemara that it's very important to be careful with the way one speaks about the earlier generations who wrote their Svarim. The Chidah says in the Shema Gdolim that once a bunch of Talmidei Chachamim were sitting and they were learning and one of the Bnei Chabura spoke a little bit not appropriately about the Sefer Hechel Kodesh, and immediately he fell asleep, and they were manish him in his chaloim on the words that he said. When he woke up, he told his friends that you have to be very careful with the covet of the Sefer and its mechaber. He therefore says that Hayori lenafsha yizor lechalkal dvara biyoyim hilachmei melchamte shal toira viyizor b'ksivosai, even when he writes shal yichve b'gachalten shal hamechaber shal lefonav. Furthermore, the Chidah says that he has a Kabbalah that a certain Rav Gadol was punished in Gan Eden for the way he spoke about the Sefer Levush. In the Sefer Toldos HaTzadik of Yosef Zundel Misalant, on page Kuf Yud Gimel, he says who this took place with. He says that a certain Gadol called the Levush, the Baal Levush, he called him the tailor. Since it's a play on words, since it was, we wrote the Sefer called the Levush, so he called him a Chayit, as if to say he's the one who manufactured Levushim. Rav Chaim Volozhiner writes in the Sefer Ruach Chaim, in the first parak of Avos Mishnah Dalet, that even though we have Rishus to be Loichim Mechamta Shel Torah, nevertheless a person should be very careful not to speak with Gaiva of Goydel Levav Basher Motza Mokim Lachlik Al Rabbi. He shouldn't consider himself as great as the person who wrote the Sefer. Rather, he should conduct himself with a Navi Yisera and make sure that he talks with the utmost respect. Take a look also in the Hakdama of the Sefer Chanukza Torah.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.